Yeah, so GoRide Health was established at the end of 2017 and then became a separate company, legal entity rather, in 2018. So what we do, and I'm the CEO, what we do is we specialize in partnering with healthcare systems, insurance payers, and cities to transport people who are elderly, who are living with disabilities, or who may be disadvantaged and don't have the traditional transportation systems and options at their disposal. So that's what we do. And so in Michigan, we started about a year ago, and to date, we're partnering with payers as well as cities like Dayton to move those individuals to and from medical appointments, but also to and from where they need to go. So working with Dayton, we partner with their transit agency to serve the paratransit populations, as well as an on-demand service to cover the gaps in their transportation system.
What are some of the challenges to providing this type of transportation and helping out?
Well, great question. So there's a couple of challenges. First is you need to have trained professional caring drivers because you are working with a vulnerable population. These are not, you know, average people who can just get into a vehicle from the curb. They require a little more care. Some of them may be living with dementia or in extreme or chronic pain. So we require drivers that know how to handle the customers with a lot of care. The second thing is it's, you know, you have to run a very efficient system, and that's traditionally been very challenging in this space. There's a lot of manual processes, but fortunately in that case, we have our own proprietary routing and dispatching technology from Ford that we built in-house, very specific to the healthcare sector, so that we're able to provide a great experience and decrease people's wait times from an industry average of like 2 hours to about 10 to 20 minutes. And the third thing is that's challenging is there's a lot of compliance and regulations around healthcare, as you are aware. And so working with the cities, working with our payer partners and hospital systems to make sure that we're compliant because we are backed by Ford Motor Company and we really believe in doing things the right way, that we're governed by law and we're also protecting our partners from liability should anything arise. So those have been three really great learnings. That's why we're in this business, not because it's easy, but because it's challenging, but also very necessary.
And because people are looking for ways to get to medical appointments, there's sometimes that's why people are having a hard time doing it, those especially elderly or people that don't have the transportation or maybe not be as mobile. What are some of the responses now that you've had it in Michigan for a while that you can see and bring to Ohio that you're learning along the way as this new venture for Ford?
So we've learned that there's a huge untapped demand in the space, and we're not the only ones who think that. But we are, I think, the only company with scale to serve the individuals that, like I said before, may not have those options. We've also learned that customer experience here has traditionally been neglected. You know, you have the elderly and people who may require the use of a wheelchair that traditionally were buried in the back of other vehicles. That's not the case in what we're doing. So we actually have great responses, a ton of loyalty from our customers. We're a very, very sticky product. We're a very sticky brand. So once people have been working with GoRide, they tend to request GoRide because they know that we care and that our drivers care. And that's what we're bringing to Dayton as well when we launched with the city just a couple days ago. When we work with their paratransit population, even on the first day, we've had great responses with customers who then are actually booking rides with us outside of working with the city because they've been so surprised by how efficient and how clean the vans are and how caring the drivers are.
What is the collaboration with the local transit authorities then in some of these areas? How do you work with them, mesh together?
Yeah, so we essentially the transit authorities sponsor and subsidize the cost of the ride. As you know, especially for wheelchair transport, it can get very, very expensive, and not everyone can and should afford the transportation. So when we partner with a very progressive and forward-thinking transit agency like Dayton, they're actually sponsoring most of the cost, if not all of the cost of the trip, to work with their ADA required populations, as well as those that cannot afford regular transportation on their own. So we're fulfilling some of the mobility gaps that the city has agreed to support the cost on. And that's really a win-win scenario for everyone. The customers get the best experience. We're able to expand and work in a sustainable business model. And the city has the transportation that it needs to cover the populations that it needs to cover.
Now, you mentioned Toledo, Dayton, and then I guess some of the major Cincinnati, Cleveland, Cincinnati. When is the timeline for them scheduled, or what kind of a future do we see for the other parts of the state?
we're looking to expand the service into Cincinnati in the next couple months and in Cleveland by third quarter and potentially Columbus. A lot of this has to do with just getting through the regulatory requirements and making sure that we're 100% compliant. As you know, since we're backed by Ford, we really believe that we need to do things the right way. And so a lot of the licensing requirements and vehicle inspections, that's what drives a lot of the timeline. But if we can get the city support as we have with Dayton, we're able to move a little bit faster. But our goal is by the end of the year that we're in the major cities in Ohio. And then we're looking to expand to Florida, North Carolina next, potentially Texas as well next year.
How easy is it for somebody then to get a ride? What's the procedure for getting contact with the vehicles and getting to the appointments?
It's very easy. You know, a lot of our customers actually have people booking rides on their behalf. And so we provide an electronic portal, a digital, just a website with their own login. So the caretakers, the nurses, the doctors, the hospital staff can go and book a ride in, without, you know, really having to call a bunch of people or call the customer. But we also have a call center. People can call us. They typically do when they don't want to be downloading an app or they're just returning from an appointment. They want to let us know that they're ready. But also they work through our partners' call center systems and partners' app to be able to book a ride. So there's multiple ways, and we try to make it not only as easy as possible, but have different ways so that those who don't have a smartphone or don't want to download an app can still make a phone call, talk to a real person, and their ride's booked within seconds.
I know it's proprietary, the technology, but can you give us an indication of kind of what it does, or at least how it helps
Yes.
in the situation?
We've been developing the algorithm for years, and we work with Ford's Global Data Information Analytics team, which is hundreds of data scientists with PhDs and advanced degrees that I can never get. And what they do is they actually work on a routing algorithm for dynamic routing. And what that does is it's constantly optimizing for the customer experience, right? What we call rebalancing the fleet. So when a ride request comes in, the system takes a look at all the vehicles that are out in the field right now in that particular service area. What's going on with traffic? Which driver is free? How long are they from their next break? You know, are they loading a particularly a difficult customer that may be needing a little bit more time, or are they almost done? And so it's able to take all these variables and assign, and automatically actually assign that ride request to the vehicle and the driver that's going to be most efficient and get to that customer the fastest. And as the queue builds up a ride request, it's constantly rebalancing these variables or looking at them in real time. And that's why it's so powerful. That's how we're able to run with a 95 to 98% on time rate. It's because we're able to constantly be optimizing for what's going to be the most efficient and the best customer experience so the customers don't have to wait too long.
And that helps well with everybody who's riding in that vehicle, going to different places or similar places or making sure that they get to their appointment. One thing you don't want to do is get to an appointment and realize you're later, have to reschedule, or kind of backs up the healthcare provider as well. So everybody kind of wins in that situation.
Yes, and because we're automatically routing and dispatching, which is still really unheard of in this space, what we're also able to do is, should there be a problem and requires manual intervention, that ride gets popped to the top of the queue so that our dispatchers can focus on solving the problems in field instead of having a human trying to figure out, well, which ride goes on which vehicle. Because if you have hundreds of rides per day, that becomes very difficult to manage manually. So our dispatchers are focused on being more efficient and corresponding with drivers in the field, where the rest of the customers are really taken care of through the automation. And that's something we're very proud of. That's how we're able to reduce customer wait time, even for on-demand wheelchair service, from something like 2 hours. I've had customers complain to me about before they start using us, they're waiting 2 to 4 hours to about 10 to 20 minutes.
Talk about the vehicles briefly. What vehicles are used for this type of transportation?
Well, we started with Ford Transits. We're going to be expanding to use other new Ford vehicles, such as Transit Connects and Escapes. But we're starting with Transits. They're the largest vehicles we have. They allow the drivers to stand up while loading the customer, which is great for their health and their ergonomics. But also they can accommodate, you know, a variety of wheelchairs, for example, power wheelchairs, geriatric wheelchairs up to a certain extent. And also what we do is we can combine people who don't require wheelchair use and those who do. And the patients that actually are most mobility constrained, they're not buried in the back of the vehicle like they do in other vehicles. They're actually front and center, surrounded by large windows. What we have to remember is that for some of our elderly populations and our Medicaid and our most vulnerable populations, sometimes like that's their only journey out in the day. They're living in assisted living. They don't get to go out a ton. And going out and being able to be, you know, looking outside, and that's one of their enjoyable social experiences. So we really provide the best Ford commercial vehicles, not only for our patients, but for our drivers as well.
Makes them feel more like a person rather than cargo being just moved from one place to another, right?
Yes, it's very human-centered approach. You know, we're not using the old beat-up vehicles that with rust on them. We really are. These are brand new vehicles. They're branded. They're maintained really well because we're a Ford Motor Company. We're going to maintain our vehicles, and our drivers are professional and trained and certified, so that people actually are treated like people when they're being transported.
Well, we always hear issues about transportation. It's always different cities deal with it. This is one portion that seems to be coming to different communities to help out and get those who have non-emergency appointments to, you know, stay active, stay healthy, be a contributor to society. If people want to find out more about this Go Ride program, how do they get details on it and find out the future of it?
Well, you know, I'm on LinkedIn, so anyone can call me. But we also have a website, and that's the best way for people to find out more about us, as well as contact our call center and our customer experience reps. So you can just go to goride.com/help. That's our current website, and that tells you about what we do and where we are.
That sounds great. MJ, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.